Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who is today fearful that his rescue of Jerry Barber may have come too late to save him and to save Lois Lane. We'll learn what happens in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough to tell us something mighty interesting.
You know as well as I do, Pep Gang, that these war days are pretty serious. But it won't interfere with your scrap paper collecting and war stamp selling and the other things you're doing for the war effort if you have some real summertime fun at the same time. Yes, gang, there's no limit to the fun you can have all summer collecting and trading bright, colorful Pep Air Squadron insignia and warplane buttons. Now, you know all about the first set of Kellogg's Pep buttons because I've been telling you about them for weeks. But now, there's an even smarter-looking second series. Sure, there are 22 new ones in the set, all entirely different from the first 22. Take the 48th Bomber Squadron, for instance. A smashing red fist with wings against a brilliant yellow and blue background, backed by the gleaming white enamel of the sturdy metal button. What a prize to open the eyes of the rest of the fellows. And just think of it, gang. There's one of these keen prizes for you in every package of that super delicious toasted whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Why, these buttons have so many bright color designs, it's hard to tell which one you like best. Now, look in the bottom of the Pep package, between the carton and the inner wax bag, for your Pep Air Squadron insignia or warplane button. Ask Mom today to get plenty of Pep. Eat your share every morning and remember the name, P-E-P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. While covering a great flood for the Daily Planet, Lois Lane became the prisoner of six escaped convicts who had taken over a tiny village in the flood area. Learning that the convicts planned to destroy all the remaining inhabitants, she enlisted the aid of a boy named Jerry Farber to warn the people in time for them to hide in an ancient mine shaft. Meanwhile, under cover of darkness, Jerry plunged into the rushing river on his pony in a desperate attempt to get help and was near drowning when Superman, who was searching for Lois, rescued him and carried him to a doctor's home in a nearby town. As we continue now, Jerry has been wrapped in blankets and given artificial respiration while Superman waits anxiously for him to regain consciousness. Listen.
You're sure he'll be all right, Doctor?
Oh, it's quite sure, Superman.
Oh, thank heaven.
He seems to have had a rough time of it, but he's a sturdy little chap, and as soon as the stimulant I gave him takes effect, he should come through.
I hope so, for his own sake. Because he knows where Miss Lane is.
Who?
Lois Lane. She's a fellow reporter. She's a reporter on the Metropolis Daily Planet.
Yes, I heard about her on the radio. She lost her life while trying to rescue some people in the flood, didn't she?
So it was reported. But I'm pretty certain she's alive, Doctor. And that those six convicts who escaped from the state penitentiary during the flood are alive, too. My hunch is that Miss Lane is with them.
Well, that's impossible, Superman. The convicts were seen in a small motorboat a couple of days ago just above Mammoth Falls. The big dam has been washed out, and only a miracle could have prevented them from being carried over the falls.
Well, that's just another report. Personally, I... Uh-oh. Boy's coming too.
Well, let's have a look at him. Mm-hmm. Pulse is almost normal.
Oh, good.
Here you are, son. Here, drink this. That's a good boy.
Doctor, will it be safe to question him?
Oh, yes. Just give him a moment or two to come out.
He's going to like it. You've got... That's a good little pony.
He thinks he's still in the water on his pony.
Yes, he's still a trifle delirious. Now, easy, son. Take it easy now.
He's got to swim back.
No. You're all right, son. It's all over.
Just relax, boy. Just relax.
I can't.
Now.
We're going to drown.
No, you're not. It's all right. You're safe now.
In the river?
No.
In the bed?
Yes, now just take it easy. What? Easy, boy. Just lie back quietly now.
Where?
I'm Dr. Holmes, son. You're in my house. The Superman rescued you.
Who?
I did. Are you all right now?
We're jumping, Jupiter. Are you really Superman?
That's right. What's your name?
Jerry. Jerry Farber. Where's Blackie? My pony.
He's all right, too.
As a matter of fact, he's eating the grass in my yard this very minute. And welcome he is to it.
Oh, gee, I'm glad.
But I almost forgot. My brother Marty, and Miss Lane, and everyone in the village. Hey,
Miss Lane? Says she is alive.
Yeah, sure. She's the one who told me what was going to happen.
Now, wait a minute. Slow down, Jerry. Tell me just what happened so I can help.
Oh, gosh, you sure can. Only you can. If it's not too late, I mean. If they didn't find him in the shaft already and...
Easy now. Wait, who are they and what's this about a shaft?
The old mine shaft, where everyone left in the village is hiding. You see, when Miss Lane told me the convicts were going to put everyone on a raft and send them over Mammoth Falls...
The convicts?
Well, this is incredible.
Just a moment, please, Doctor. I'm beginning to get the drift of this. Go on, Jerry.
Okay. The convicts came to our village with Miss Lane.
Yes.
Now they want to get rid of everyone left in the village. So when the floodwaters go down, nobody will be able to tell the police that First Page Harry and the others are still alive.
See, where is this village? What's the name of it?
Hilltop. Oh, gosh, Superman, if you can only get there in time.
Hilltop, eh? Just where is it?
It's a small village on top of a tall hill about 2 miles this side of Mammoth Falls.
Good. I'll find it.
Look, can't you take me with you, Superman?
All you say here, Jerry. I'll be back to see you later.
Good luck.
So long.
Thanks. See you soon. Now, for Hilltop. Up and away! About 2 miles this side of Mammoth Falls, he said, on a high hill. I've got to find it. Got to stop those convicts before they... Wait a minute. That must be Hilltop below. But where is everybody? I don't see Lois or anyone else. No, this village is deserted. Can't understand it. Where could they... Uh-oh, far ahead in the river. Those broken pilings at the head of the falls. Great God, it's a raft full of people. Wedged in the piling. It's working loose now. Starting over the falls. Got to grab that raft before it goes over. Away!
Raining down from the skies like some gigantic eagle. Superman seizes the huge raft crowded with shouting, milling people just as it is starting over the roaring 300-foot waterfall to positive destruction in the great black rocks below. Grasping it in his powerful hand, he gets set for a leap. Then, up, up, and away! Man of Steel rockets up from the wild tumbling water and sets the raft and its precious human cargo on the dark shore high above Mammoth Falls. A few moments later, freeing himself from the excited, grateful people, he speaks with the weary and haggard war veteran, Martin Farber, elder brother of Jerry.
They are all these people from Hilltop, Marty.
That's right, Superman. The convict found them hiding in the old mine shaft. Made us get on the raft.
How long ago was this?
Well, 2, maybe 3 hours ago. Then they cut us loose and the current caught us and started us for Mammoth Falls.
Miracle, you stayed afloat so long.
Yeah. Luckily, we got wedged in those pilings. It's a roll that's left of the big dam. We held on with our hands as long as we could. We didn't have any rope. The current is strong. Oh, if you hadn't showed up just when you did, we'd all be on the rocks at the bottom of the falls now.
Glad I could help. Tell me, where's Miss Lane and the convict?
I don't know. They were in Hilltop when they cut our raft loose.
They're not there now.
They're not?
No, the village is deserted.
Holy smoke, I'll bet I know what they did.
What? Tell me quickly.
Well, First Page Harry, he's the leader of the convicts,
yes,
said if nobody was found in Hilltop, the police would think that he and the convicts and all the villagers were drowned.
See.
First, he planned to wait till the floodwaters went down and then leave in a car. But then when that cutter came along, he
said... Wait a minute. What's this cutter you're talking about?
A Red Cross motor cutter that put in at Hilltop.
Oh?
It's powered with a big diesel engine. But a floating tree had put its rudder out of commission. And it had run out of fuel fighting the current.
Uh-huh.
An army bomber told us on the walkie-talkie radio to be on the lookout for it because it was being carried toward Mammoth Falls.
How did it manage to come ashore on Hilltop?
The convicts threw it a line and pulled it ashore.
Oh.
Then they pulled guns on the 3-man crew and made them repair the rudder and fill the fuel tank. There was plenty of fuel at Hilltop.
Oh, that's it. The convicts got away in the cutter after thinking they got rid of all the villagers on the raft. First Page Harry must have been panicked when he figured there was a chance that your brother Jerry would live to reveal what was going on in Hilltop.
It could be. But I think they stuck their necks out too far.
Why?
That's a powerful diesel on the cutter, which could buck the river. But it's night and...
Oh, they're desperate men, Marty. They take long chances. They must have taken Miss Lane with them, or...
For what?
I don't dare think what might have happened. Look, Marty, there's a refugee camp up that road. Take these Hilltop folks there and get them some food and dry clothes. Tell the authorities to put out an alarm for that Red Cross cutter. I'm going to find Miss Lane. So long, Marty. I'll be seeing you.
Up! And away! Leaping from the high shore, Superman again takes to the dark skyway, deeply concerned about Lois Lane. What has happened to the girl reporter? Did First Page Harry make good his murderous threat? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, let's stand by for a word from our good friend.
You know, it's no secret, Pep Gang, that fellows everywhere are having a wonderful time collecting the Army, Navy, and Marine Air Squadron insignia that come in every Kellogg's Pep package as a prize for you. Yes, sirree, they'll certainly see you coming down the street if you're wearing your set of Kellogg's Pep buttons. Now, you've probably collected all 22 in the first set of buttons, but here's a brand new second set. Sure, 22 of them in four bright colors, each different from those in the first set. 8 Army Air Squadron insignia, 7 Navy Air Squadron insignia, 3 Marine Air Squadron insignia, and 4 warplanes. Why, you'll be the envy of every kid in the block when you have your cap or jacket or shirt covered with those flashy insignia lacquered on real metal buttons. But you can't buy them anywhere. No, sir. Gang, they come only in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So be sure to ask Mom to get a good supply of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal today. The more she gets now, the more buttons you'll get now to trade with the rest of the gang. And you'll get a real kick out of finding one of those knockout air squadron insignia or warplane buttons in the bottom of the Kellogg's Pep package in between the carton and the inner wax bag. So eat lots of Pep every day, gang. Just spell it P-E-P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. As Superman began his search for the Red Cross motor cutter and Lois Lane, the cutter itself, powerful diesel motor throbbing, has fought through the floodwaters and is approaching the almost inundated levees of a large river city whose lights gleam through the dark night. Behind the two crewmen in the bow of the cutter stands one of the convicts, a submachine gun cradled in his arm. Another armed convict guards Lois Lane and the third crewman in the stern. In the center of the boat, the blonde, wiry First Page Harry Doak, leader of the convicts, issues tense orders.
All right, now get this, you guys. The pilot here says this town has to open the upstream floodgate to let us in. Now, they won't want to on account of the floodwaters. So I'll tell them to drop us the ladder on the levee and pull us out. You get me?
Marge, they won't do it, please, please.
You leave that to me. All right, now, all you guys, come here.
No, no, not you crew guys. You stay on the job. But remember, we're watching you.
Now, please, listen. As soon as we get the ladder, you give it to these crew guys at the butt of your gun, see?
Yeah.
Then dump them overboard without making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
The current will carry them away in the darkness. Will cover up what you're doing.
How about the plane?
I'll take care of her myself. As soon as we get the ladder. First, I gotta make sure we don't need her to talk to the guys at the gate. You can make with the Red Cross, man, see?
Yeah, how about we get up on the ladder?
See, that's for me, too. Have your guns handy.
Ahoy, the cutter! Who are you?
Back to your places, quick. Now, nobody opens the trap except me. See, you get it.
This is a Red Cross cutter. We got injured people aboard. Can you help us in?
Slow the motor.
We can't open the gate because of the flood. You have to maneuver in and throw us alive. Then we'll drop you a ladder.
Okay, we're coming in.
Take the boat up close to the levee, pilot. You guys, as soon as they drop the ladder, you know what to do. Let's go.
Powerful motor throbbing. Red Cross cutter edges into the floodgate as the convicts switch to positions behind the crew members of Lois Lane. Another moment and the desperate convicts will strike. With Superman far away, can anything save Lois and the Red Cross men now? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station. And thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.